Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move out. We got golfers ready.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Are you struggling with this?
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. It is Tee to Green, the golf show. Welcome. Thanks for listening and for making us part of your sports weekend. I'm Jay Ritchie, the Duke. Robert DeCos is in master control, and we have a couple of great guests to complete our golf foursome today. Up first, John Bornman, Senior Director of Communications for the Western Golf Association. The WGA has been around for 125 years, hosting pro and amateur tournaments, awarding college scholarships, and promoting the use of caddies. One of their biggest events is the BMW Championship, the second-to-last event on the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs. Also, the oldest event on the PGA Tour, it used to be known as the Western Open. It moves around every year, and this year it's coming to Castle Pines Golf Club near Denver here in the state of Colorado. John Bornman will be here with the latest on dates and times, the competitors, and ticket info today here on Tee to Green. Then later in the hour, time for a golf road trip. We will check in with golf travel writer Greg DeWalt, who will preview the golf travel season and the golf travel business. Hot spots and not so hot spots today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. You heard the rest. We were here first. It's Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, as well as the brand-new Sirius XM app, the SXM app. With the app, you can listen to Tee to Green anywhere, anytime. I'm Jay Ritchie, and we'll be teeing it up with John Bornman next, right here on Tee to Green.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Golfers listen because we speak their language every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everybody. Welcome in. Another edition of the big show getting underway right now. I'm Jay Ritchie. We've got Robert DeCosa, the Duke, in master control, and I'm going solo today on the show, although I do have help. Roscoe the Rockstar Dog is here, as usual, with his assist. It's Tee to Green, and we've got a great show lined up for you today later in the hour. Greg DeWalt, golf travel writer, is going to be here. We'll talk to him about the golf travel industry, especially as we turn the page from 2023 to 2024. And we look at some of the issues that could be affecting golf travel these days, including increased travel costs and soaring green fees. And we'll get all of that from Greg DeWalt, who will be joining us later in the hour here on TD Green. Golf travel, I think, is a really good indicator of the health of the golf businesses, the correlation there, and we'll talk to him about that later in the hour on Tee to Green. Our first guest standing by and ready to go. It's been a while since we've had John Borman on the show. John is a senior director of communications for an organization that has been one of the most impactful and influential organizations in all of golf for over 100 years now. In fact, the Western Golf Association is celebrating its 125th anniversary here in 2024. They were founded, it's almost 125 years to the day now. They were founded in April of 1899. From the Western Open to the Evans Scholarship, they've been impacting golf for over a century, and we're happy to welcome back on the Tee to Green guest line, John Borman, with us. Hey, John, how you doing?
Good, Jay. How are you? Nice to be here.
Yeah, we're looking forward to you guys coming out to Colorado later this year. Of course, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to get you on the show with the BMW Championship. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about the WGA and how it all began and what's been going on for the past 125 years. A lot of things planned for your 125th anniversary too, right?
Yeah, it's a big year for us. 125 years, it's a long time. We've been doing this since 1899 was the year we held the first Western Open and first Western Amateur. And yeah, we've got a whole year of exciting stuff lined up, bringing some things out of our vaults and out of the archives, and kind of just showing people, you know, what it was like when the Western Golf Association got started golf, and and the country really looked completely different then. You tell people now that you work for the Western Golf Association and we're based in Chicago, Illinois, they don't realize that in 1899, Chicago was kind of the western end of the golf playing world. So things have changed for sure. Maybe we wouldn't go with that name if we were establishing ourselves now, but it's been a wild ride.
Where are you based right now?
We're in Glenview, Illinois, which is just north of Chicago, in Illinois here. And that's really been our home since 1899. We were established by, 11 Chicago area country clubs to kind of protect their interest in golf, make sure that the people were looking out for golf in the Chicago area and in the western, part of the golf playing world at that time. And we've had our headquarters kind of in the Chicago suburbs ever since. And that's kind of where the bulk of our support and many of our other tournaments, our amateur and junior events, are held.
Yeah, you talked about the Western Open, which was kind of your flagship event for many, many years. It has morphed into the BMW Championship through the years, but that's not the only tournament that you guys are hosting, is it?
No, not at all. We have six, major amateur, junior, and professional events. So we host, on the men's side, we have the Western Amateur and the Western Junior. And then we also help the Women's Western Golf Association run their amateur and junior events. And then a couple years ago, we started running the NV5 Invitational presented by Old National Bank, which is a Corn Ferry Tour event. So really, at this point, we're seeing these players kind of at every stage of their developmental career. We see them as juniors, see many of the same kids come back as amateurs. And, the best of the best, we see them go on to the Corn Ferry Tour and eventually even see them at the BMW Championship.
Yeah, the Western Open really put the WGA on the map. It was always played, for those of you a little long in the tooth like I am, you can remember it was always played near Chicago. Hagen, Hogan, Snead, Saracen, Palmer, Nicklaus, some of the earlier winners in recent years, Tiger and Rory. And then it became the BMW Championship, and last year your champion was Victor Hovland. So now it moves around. It's not just in the Chicago area, is it?
It isn't. And, really, when we started the tournament, then in the first couple of years, I think they held it mainly in Chicago, probably for, just it was a lot easier than traveling around. But for a lot of its history, the Western Open did move around, play in all different states and different clubs, and didn't have a regular home. But then, yeah, you're right. I mean, in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, we kind of locked in and had it in Chicago. So, of course, a longtime home that people remember is Cog Hill in Lamont here in Chicago. And, I grew up in the area here, so I have very fond memories of going out to that tournament every year and watching Tiger and all the greats, playing, competing. We were fortunate enough to have Tiger win several times. But yeah, now it's fun. We, Chicago's our home and we're back in Chicago very often, but it's nice to take the tournament to different markets as well. And places that don't know as much about our mission, and most importantly, the Evans Scholars Foundation. It's really a huge vehicle for raising money for caddy scholarships. And when we take it out of town, when we're in, Baltimore or Wilmington or this year in Denver, the reception is just incredible.
Yeah, the Evans Scholars, we're talking, by the way, with John Bornman, Senior Director of Communications with the Western Golf Association. The other thing that has really put the WGA on the map, along with the Western Open, is the Evans Scholarship Foundation. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Evans Scholars Foundation, established in 1930 with the help of Charles Chick Evans Jr., the namesake, really one of the dominant amateur golfers of his day, a peer, a contemporary of Bobby Jones, and never went pro, but took the earnings he had and put them in his trust and used them to fund a couple of scholarships for youth caddies. Chick had been a caddy and had tried to go to school, but didn't make it through Northwestern, and kind of understood how expensive and how difficult it was for caddies to pay their way through college, kids with financial need. So he he came to the Western Golf Association and said, hey, I want to use this money for caddy scholarships, and sent the first two kids to school in 1930. And, you know, we've been doing it ever since. Last count, we have just over 12,000 alumni, myself included, and a record 1,130 kids in school this year.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that many. So how is the caddy business? Is it healthy right now?
Yeah, I think it is. It's, you know, golf is booming, and you know, country clubs are you know, healthy, and I think as a result, the demand for caddying is on the rise. You know, people are really sort of coming to golf as a walking game, a chance to get some exercise, and a chance to kind of move around a little bit and enjoy nature. And I think, you know, caddying is kind of hand in hand with that. And we see it in Chicago here, where we've been for a long time. You know, we see tons of strong youth caddy programs, but one of our big missions at the Western Golf Association is to go to places where caddying is not as prevalent and advocate for, you know, youth caddy programs at clubs and encourage them, even clubs that have adult caddy programs, you know, carve out a few spots where they can have young people from their community come and caddy, just because we've seen how good it can be for kids when they, you know, when they get out and have a job like that, where they're interacting with successful adults, they're learning how to, you know, carry themselves, you know, in a work environment, but they're getting to see their friends and work outside and have flexible hours and so they can still do all the things that kids, you know, love to do in the summer. So we're working on making it stronger, but I think it's doing well.
Yeah, I think it's a win-win for everybody, not just the kids, the caddies, but if you've ever played around the golf with a caddy, you know what I'm talking about as far as a win-win, right?
I just feel bad that I don't follow the off.
Yeah. John Borman is with us. He's going to do a couple of segments. We will get into more about the upcoming BMW Championship here in Colorado in the Denver area later this summer, right after the break. We're going to continue with John Borman, Senior Director of Communications, the Western Golf Association, 125 years and going strong, and he is our first guest today here on Tee to Green. Stick around. We'll be right back with more of the show.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
By golfers, for golfers, it's TD Green, your number one source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, or on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to TD Green these days. No excuse not to listen, unless you're playing golf. We'll let that one go. If you're out on the golf course you can't listen, we'll let that one slide. But you can also catch a archived version of the show, too, at sportsbyline.com or on whatever app you're listening to the show on. You can also pick up any past shows that you may have missed. On Tee to Green today, later, we'll be talking to Greg DeWalt, golf travel writer, about some of the hot spots and not-so-hot spots in golf travel for the brand-new season, 2024. We're on with John Borman right now, carrying him over from the last segment. John is with the Western Golf Association. He is the Senior Director of Communications with the WGA, celebrating its 125th anniversary this year. And John, we've talked about the Western Open and how that got going. We talked about the Evans Scholarship Foundation, which started way back. That's coming up on 100 years now. That was 1930, was it not?
That's right. Yeah, just a few years down the way, we'll have a 100-year anniversary of the Scholars Foundation.
Yeah. Anything else you guys are doing you want to talk about before we get into talking about the BMW?
No, I think we've covered it. I think it's time to talk BMW Championship at Castle Pines Golf Club.
Yeah. How did that happen? Castle Pines, people may go, well, where did they hear about Castle Pines before? They hosted an event, Jack Vickers and his crew up there, for over like 25 years. It was the Colorado PGA Tour stop, known as the International. And the different thing about that was the Stableford scoring system. It wasn't a stroke play championship. And a great golf course. They had one of the best fields in golf every year. It happened late in the summer. And it was a fantastic event that unfortunately went away. Oh, gosh, what's it been, about 10, 15 years ago now? But it was played at Castle Pines.
Yeah, I think it was played last in, I think it was 2006. But Castle Pines is no stranger to high-level PGA Tour golf. And I think, you know, since that event went away, and it was really a super popular event on the PGA Tour, the players loved it, and I know the local fans loved it. I think they've been wanting to have the PGA Tour back. We had the BMW Championship in Denver in 2014. It was at Cherry Hills,
right.
Won by Billy Horschel. And we haven't been back to Denver since then, but, you know, no good reason for that other than the fact that, you know, we had plenty of places that were looking to host the BMW Championship and just felt like, it, you know, 10 years later, it was the right time to come back, and certainly Castle Pines is overdue for a PGA Tour stop.
Yeah, great golf course. And I'll tell you what, you guys are going to knock it out of the park when you come to Colorado. We're so hungry for that type of golf here in Colorado. It's going to be huge. It's going to be great.
Well, that's what we've seen. And, you know, the championship will be held August 20 to 25, 2024, a little bit later this year because of the Olympics. But, you know, we've seen how excited Denver is, you know, for this championship. you know, right from the very beginning, we plan all winter for how we're going to roll out our volunteer plans and things like that. And how are we going to get enough help to run the championship? We need 2,200 volunteers, and how do we get the word out? And then, this year we opened up volunteering and filled up those 2,200 spots in like a week, which is unheard of. So
wow.
It was clear that people were waiting for the championship to come back.
Yeah. We've had them, like you said, at Cherry Hills. We've had stuff going on with the Broadmoor here in Colorado Springs, like the Senior Open, the Women's Open, but, yeah, the BMW Championship. So what specifically is the BMW Championship? What's the version of that tournament like in 2024?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty much like 2023, top 50 players in the FedEx Cup standing, and then they'll be playing for – not only the BMW Championship, but really to determine the final 30 players who head on to the FedEx Cup final at the Tour Championship the next week. So, a couple years ago we had a field of 70, but last year it was reduced down to 50. And adding a little bit to the drama is that top 50, that's how the Tour is deciding, who's getting into some of these elevated events that they have now. So really getting into that top 50, getting to the BMW Championship is a huge accomplishment for all these guys on tour, it's going to be kind of an electric week.
Having 50 players instead of, say, a full field, 140 plus, how does that change things?
Well, it makes it a little bit tougher to plan on who's necessarily going to be here. I mean, you can get a good sense for the top guys, but there is that cut line at 50. Guys are in, guys are out. Including some big names sometimes. So there, you don't really know what the field is going to look like until the week before, which is a little bit tricky. But then once they get here, you've got them all 4 days, which for the fans is great. You can do a one tee start. You can have everybody play the holes in the same order. You don't have to split all that up. It's kind of a nice tight day of golf. And the big names are gonna play all 4 days.
Yeah, so you got the volunteers in place. You got the field, or at least you know kind of what the field might be, the top 50 players that survive and make the cut to advance to the BMW Championships. What are some of the other particulars that you're working on or going to be working on between now and then?
Right now for us, it's all about planning and what is our plan going to be for spectators? How are we going to move people around the course? How are we going to get people from parking lots to the golf course and just all those logistics. From a PR side, we're just planning how we're going to get the word out in Denver. I hope that people know about that we're coming and that they're excited for it, but we really want to make sure that everywhere you look this summer, you can't look anywhere around the golf world without seeing BMW Championship. And we want to get as many people out as possible. I know, it's been a while since Denver's had this golf tournament. We want to make sure that everybody has a chance to get out and see the awesome players on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, along those lines, I know we just had the Colorado Golf Expo this past weekend in Denver, and BMW Championship was one of the major sponsors, and they had a booth at the show. How'd that go?
It was great. Yeah, we were out there. We were taking names and giving information about the championship, selling tickets. Tickets are for sale now on our website as well, bmwchampionship.com. Best prices of the season right now, and they only kind of go up from here as we get closer to sellouts. But, we saw a ton of people at the golf show. It was a great weekend.
BMWChampionship.com, the website, as John mentioned. As far as tickets, you mentioned it, the prices are the best right now. If you want to get them early. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. There's, ground tickets and as well as our, sort of upgraded hospitality options, whether it's our trophy club, which has an indoor, kind of an indoor element in addition to outdoor seating, or the summit, which is along the 18th hole, or the Centennial Club, which is on 12 green. We've got several good options right now, really for all
levels and whatever, choose your experience, you know, kind of what how do you want to watch the golf, whether you want to walk around and see all 18 holes at Castle Pines, or if you want to have a home base where you can kind of plant and just watch the best guys come through in addition to walking. I know you've probably been out to Castle Pines. It's a walk, you know. It's a,
oh, yeah.
There's some elevation changes, so you got to be a little strategic this year, I think. But there'll be plenty of opportunities to see golf right up on the road.
Yeah, the veterans know the course a little bit. They can find spots where they can watch action on two, maybe even three holes at one time. You're just looking around in every direction. Yeah, that's pretty good. BMW, give us the dates again for the BMW.
Yeah, absolutely. It is August 20 to 25. So the last, second to last week there in August, 1 week later than we normally are because we're making a little bit of room for the Olympics. But yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, you played last year at Olympia Fields, this year Castle Pines, next year 2025 Caves Valley in Maryland. The year after, 2026, Bellerive in St. Louis. And the following year, 2027, New Jersey, right across the river from Manhattan and the Statue of Liberty at Liberty National. That's a pretty good list of golf courses.
We've got a great lineup coming up. It's super exciting.
Yeah, we are so happy and proud that Castle Pines is on that list, and we'll be at the BMW Championship in August at Castle Pines, just south of Denver, for the 2024 BMW Championship, second to the last event of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Between now and then, you'll be hearing a lot more about that everywhere, including right here on TD Green. John Bornman, Senior Director, Communications, Western Golf Association. John, thanks for taking the time. We hope to see you soon, sir.
All right. Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me. And, yeah, we'll see you soon for sure on the golf course.
Great job. John Bornman, Western Golf Association, with us today here on TD Green. Coming up, we'll talk...
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversation, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
It's interviews and lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. Folks tuning in every Sunday for Tee to Green, the golf show. Welcome in. I'm Jay Ritchie. Good to have you with us today in Master Control. We've got Robert DeCosa and our next guest on the Tee to Green guest line ready to go. We're going to talk golf travel and the golf travel business with Greg DeWalt. Greg works with guys like Dan Vukelich and Bruce Vintner and John Edwards, all people that we've had on the show through the years talking about the golf travel business. And we're going to look a little bit back at 2023 and look ahead at the upcoming golf season with Greg DeWalt to talk about golf travel with us today here on Tee to Green. Hi, Greg. How you doing?
Morning. How are y'all doing?
Good. First time guest on the show. That's always fun. How's things going? How long you been in the golf travel business? How'd you get started?
Well, I was a sports editor for like 34 years and two papers here in Alabama. And then Dan Vukelich and I decided when I retired from the newspaper business to go ahead and start AlabamaGolfNews.com. So we've been doing some trips ever since 2020.
So he's in, speaking of trips, he's in New Zealand right now, huh?
Without his golf clubs, I might add.
Yeah, we got to give him more stuff about that when he gets back, that's for sure. The golf travel industry, the golf travel business, were you a longtime golfer, interested in golf before you got into it?
Yeah, I grew up in Puerto Rico and played golf down there, and then played college golf at the University of North Alabama. And so I've always been, you know, an avid golfer. And but the sports business, you know, is a six day a week, seven times 7 days. So I didn't play a whole lot. You know, if I would play in spurts all over the place. And then, you know, as I met people through the Golf Writers Association of America, started going on some trips with them, with people I knew, and kind of evolved from that.
This show was started back in the 90s by a guy named Jim Shepherd from Birmingham. Do you know Jim?
Know the name. I've not met Jim personally, no.
Yeah, he's still knocking around doing stuff. And once in a while I talk to him, a great guy, and he started Tee to Green way back in the 1990s. Now, you mentioned you worked for Alabama Golf News, but you're just not focusing on Alabama, are you?
No, we cover a wide range. Our basic news events are golf specific to Alabama, but we've branched out to do travel, cover the industry a little bit. We're a fixture down at the PGA show every year. But, you know, golfers want to know about places to go play. And as I've gone and traveled around the country, you know, it expanded the website into more of a destination. You know, this is a good trip to take. This is a place you golfers need to check out.
What's the website?
AlabamaGolfNews.com.
Ah, short and simple and to the point. I like that, AlabamaGolfNews.com. Okay, so 2023 to 2024, are we seeing a lot of changes, new stuff? I always kind of correlate the health of the golf business with the health of the golf travel business. Is there a correlation there, a strong correlation?
I think there is. I mean, as you kind of look around, the great destination places that we're all aware of, Bandon Dunes, Pinehurst, those places, man, you've got to book way out ahead to be able to get availability. We went to Bandon last August, and we actually planned that trip a year out. And the people out at Bandon suggest, you know, you're looking at 18 months out to get prime season tee times and lodging. So you really have to be careful, you know, decide where you want to go and start planning early. And I know Europe, the great destinations in Europe are the same way. You know, you're looking at a year to 18 months out.
So that tells me everybody's complaining, and in a lot of cases, rightfully so, about higher travel costs, soaring green fees. But that tells me that the golf is still doing pretty well despite those challenges.
Yeah, I think more and more people, too, are becoming aware of the great destinations. And, you know, again, they're booking well in advance. They're planning ahead of time. The golf business is robust. Down here in Alabama, you know, we have the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail.
Yeah,
it's amazing. I've got there's a site in Muscle Shoals where I live, you know, and it's tough to get weekend tee times during the prime months, you know, April into the fall. So anybody trying to plan a trip, you know, start planning early, make your arrangements, start doing your investigation on where you want to go.
Yeah, that was kind of going to be my next question. I was going to say, okay, we're sitting here now in early 2024. Is it too late at this point, or can you still get some good golf in and some really good places?
I think it just depends where you're looking to go. Again, a place like Bandon is very crowded. You know, you're probably not going to get in at the prime golf months. Now, you can find some places like Bandon in the December, January, and the weather's going to be really a lot iffier than the prime months of July, August, September. But you can find some limited availability. You know, places like Myrtle Beach, you're always going to be able to get there because there's the abundance of courses. And then there's some off-the-beaten-path places that have really good golf that, you know, I think some people avoid or don't know about. Places like Northern Michigan, you know, Wisconsin, Minnesota, great golf courses, maybe not, you know, the name brand courses. You might not be able to get on Whistling Straits, but there's great golf in Wisconsin. Same thing with Upper Michigan. Yeah. So you just have to look around. And again, there's great golf courses everywhere. We're going to Nebraska. We're going to kind of barnstorm through Nebraska this July, and there's awesome courses out there.
Oh yeah, I might give you guys a call when you plan on doing that. I've been wanting to get up to a couple of places in Nebraska as well. I was in McCook a couple of years ago, but there's some other places. Where have you got your trip planned out yet?
We're pretty much 90% figured out. We're going to start at a new course, Landman, that was open last year, and from there go up about 90 minutes to a course called Tatanka, which apparently is a hidden gem. I don't know a lot about it, except it's gotten a lot of rave reviews. And I talked to the head pro. He said it's a hidden gem. And then we're going to go west to Dismal River and the Prairie Club and probably finish at Wild Horse.
Yeah.
A lot of driving.
Yeah. Been wanting to hit the Prairie Club for a long time. Still haven't had a chance to do it. But yeah, someday going to check it off my list. We're talking to Greg DeWalt, Alabama Golf News. We're talking about the golf travel business and what it's looking like for 2024. You have the prime golf season, and then you have what they refer to in the business, not just in golf, but in the travel business, as the shoulder seasons. What are those, and can you explain that those terms for us?
The prime golf season is, you know, the best month to play when you're going to pay premium prices. The shoulder season is a little bit more around the prime season. You might get a little bit better rates. Courses may not be quite as crowded again. You know, weather, you may have to put up with a little more weather, and so that's why the cost isn't quite as much.
Yeah, the Alabama Golf News, what are you working on right now?
I'm working on, still got some stuff I'm writing from the PGA merchandise show. Some companies, a small Mississippi company called Gentile that's getting into the apparel side of it. Got some travel pieces still to go. Cabot Citrus Farms, which is an amazing new/old property down in Brooksville, Florida, just above Tampa. East side of the old World Woods, 36 hole courses. Cabot has come in and redone the whole property, and it's going to be an amazing site. It's got an 18 hole course open, the Carew course, which we played when we were down at the merchandise show, and then a couple of short courses, and they're going to open another 18-hole course later this year. Amazing property. It's going to be one of those must-visit destinations, I believe.
Yeah. Geographically, is there one area of the country? Florida, you've mentioned, is always going to be there, but is there one area of the country that's really coming on strong as far as golf travel?
I think people are really going to kind of catch on with Nebraska. And that's why I'm eager to get out there and see the Landman course, which opened last year or the fall of 2022, was a King Collins design. They did Sweetens Cove near my house over in South Pittsburgh, which has gotten a lot of love, a little nine-holer. And so I'm eager to see that. And, you know, I think South Carolina and North Carolina are always going to be some pretty good destinations with a lot of new courses opening up.
What about elsewhere, like overseas or any other out-of-the-country places?
You know, I think New Zealand is maybe a little under the radar where Dan's at right now. Of course, you know, you're talking about travel stuff, when travel issues getting here. It's such a long flight over there. You know, you don't just pop in for 4 or 5 days and play in New Zealand and come back. It's kind of a place where you need to go and really spend, you know, 10, 12 days. And that right. expense really adds up quickly. There's a book out. It's called When Revelation Comes. And it's by Jim Hartzell, and he's a kind of an expert on Scottish golf. And I don't want to get into the whole detail, but he went to Scotland to find himself after a tragedy in his family, and he talks about a lot of the off the beaten path courses in Scotland. And you know, there's so many great courses that you don't hear about. You hear about the old course, Turnberry, Royal Portrush, those courses, but there's a ton of really nice courses off the beaten path that you don't have to book in way in advance to visit. So I think that could be a spot people should look into.
Has golf recovered from COVID, from the pandemic, or is it still in the process as far as golf travel is concerned?
I think the numbers for the golf travel are just growing as more people came into the game in the COVID year. You know, now maybe they're refining their games. New golfers are getting better, and they're looking out to really expand their horizons on where they can go play and what they want to play as they learn more about the game. It's still a robust industry, no doubt, and I don't see it really abating anytime soon.
What's the best course of action if somebody's planning a golf trip? Where can they find the kind of information or answers to the questions that they're asking?
You know, you can just Google, you know, best way to plan golf trips. The biggest thing I would recommend, however, is really figuring out how many people are going on this trip, what are the dates you want to play, and then kind of branching out, because it's a lot different figuring out the logistics for a foursome than it is a group of 16 guys or 20 guys. And most everybody's got, you know, stay and play packages and folks who can talk you through it. But it really, just nailing down who's going, when you want to go, is the biggest thing in starting the process. And then kind of deciding from there, what part of the country do you want to go to? What's easiest for people to travel in and out of? And the golf courses. You know, golf course is always going to be the paramount driving factor on where you want to go and when you want to play. So a place like Branson, Big Cedar Lodge, is a great place to go. He's got 5 courses, 2 short courses, and 3 18-holers that are really good. That's in the middle of the country, pretty easy to get in and out of. Bandon's a kind of a remote area. So those are the biggest things to look into.
All righty. Good information from Greg DeWalt, Alabama Golf News, alabamagolfnews.com. For more on golf travel, Greg, we could talk forever on this, but I hear the music. We're out of time. But thanks for stepping in, doing this today, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Yeah, call me, and I'll give you a full report on Nebraska after July.
Absolutely. Got to check in on that. Greg DeWalt with us from Alabama Golf News. Greg, thanks. And we'll take a break, come back, and the final segment of the show's next on TD Green.
out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf. It's Tee to Green. Time flying by, but hey, we're not done yet. Check out what's going on in golf this weekend. The major tours are all out of the country. The LPGA, the ladies in Thailand, the Honda Championship, a big international field there. Patty Kavatanikat trying to win in her home country, took a three-shot lead into the final round today and then hung on for a one-shot win over Albane Valenzuela. Congrats to Patty. PGA Tour in Verdana Vallarta for the Mexico Championship. And how about this? 29-year-old Jake Knapp, an ex-nightclub bouncer from Costa Mesa, California, takes a four-shot lead into the final round today. He's 19 under par. Sammy Valamäki, a 25-year-old from Finland, is in second place at 15 under, four shots back, going into the final 18 today, south of the border in the Mexico Championship. Our thanks to John Bornman with the Western Golf Association. Great job from John today talking about the WGA and the upcoming BMW Championship. And to Greg DeWalt from Alabama Golf News, talking about the golf travel business. Hope you enjoyed it. That's it. Thanks to Robert DeCosa in Master Control. Thank you for listening. And till next time, I'm Jay Ritchie. Hit 'em long. Hit 'em straight.